Hello.
Hi, Nick. Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. How are you? Long day yesterday, huh?
Yeah, long day yesterday.
Oh, you sound a little tired.
Always.
Oh, you poor thing. Yeah. I mean, it's a good tired, right? That means you're busy.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. So I was going to ask, did you decide which package you wanted to start with?
I think the bigger package might be the best.
Okay.
It sounds like it'll be the most beneficial. And I kind of wanted to run my business.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so we're talking about the ideal, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a quick question, though.
Yes,
so
sir.
So for cancellation, is there any cancellation fee?
The only thing is this, right? We'll ask you to stick it out 3 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you decided at 2 months you're going to cancel. There will be a cancellation fee of $199. Okay. If you cancel after the 3 months, there is no cancellation fee.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What do you need from me right now? So I'm switching over my insurances, my business insurance.
Okay.
And I know you need that for Google Verified.
Yeah. Are you going to have it within the first 7 days, like your new insurance, your COI?
Yes. I should have it within the next 7 days.
Okay, that's perfect.
But if I do not, is that going to hold off a lot or no?
It will delay it a little bit, at least Google Verified. But I would let them know that you're in the middle of switching insurances. If you have your current insurance, start off with that one. And then when you switch to the new one, then just send us the new COI so we can update it.
Okay.
Make
I'm
sense?
Probably going to get you the new one within the next 7 days.
Okay, perfect. No worries. Nick, is your name Nicholas and you go by Nick?
Yeah. My name's Nicholas.
Okay.
You go by Nick.
The traditional way you spell it? I'm going to put in here that you go by Nick. Okay.
Yep.
With an H or no?
Nicholas is with an H. Nick is with a K.
Got it. Okay. And then your last name, Nick?
Volpe, V-O-L-T-E.
T as in Tom or P as in Paul?
P as in Paul.
Oh my gosh, that is not a common last name. Actually, I have a cousin with that last name. His dad's Italian.
Yep, we are Italian.
Oh my gosh, no way. What a trip. Okay. And then I have foxhomesolutions.ny@gmail.com. That's the best email for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then this phone number that we're speaking on is always going to be the best phone number for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just so you know, you will have a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. This is how you're going to be able to track your phone calls with us and really know if that call's coming from our program. There's also going to be a tracking number that's going to help you track what leads are coming from the Google Verified program. So you'll be able to identify them. Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful. And then, Fox Home Solution. Is that exactly how you want it to read? There's no LLC or anything like that?
No, it's an S corp, but we'll just have Fox Home.
Just leave it Fox Home Solutions. And what's the address that's associated with the business? Is it this 49 Old East Neck Road in Melville?
No.
Okay. Yeah. 11747, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is this by chance your home address?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to hide that address so that address doesn't show anywhere on Google, okay?
That'll be great.
So that's like what we call your home office. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, for sure. Now, have you ever PIN verified the business on Google with the profile?
I'm not sure if the person that built the website did that.
Let me take a look. I'll tell you right now because I found one, but I just want to confirm. There is one that I found. It says Fox Home Solutions LLC. Let me look. They have a website attached. Nope, that one's not yours. And then there's a Fox Home Solutions.
Long Island.
That says Long Island. Yep, I see one. It's got a phone number, 631-223-8768.
Yes. So I'm working with the person that runs my website. I get spam calls all the time.
Okay.
And I don't want that.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what I would have to do for that. I don't know if you have a solution for
it.
So
our tracking number, you got a
Google
phone number, right?
Verified or something, and yeah, it would just constantly call me like 10, 15 times a day. It was driving me
Okay.
nuts.
All right. So this number, your web guy got you that number?
Yes.
Okay. Has that number helped you?
No, it didn't. Because it's still my phone number. It just is different, you know?
Okay. So what we're going to do is we add this local tracking number, right?
Okay.
It's not going to completely stop the spam calls, but it will, I always say that it's going to kind of lessen them, but there is a way that if a spam call's coming in, you can block it.
Okay.
That's why we don't like your physical phone number out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we'll make sure that the phone number is going to be linked, the tracking number, to your actual phone number. And there's a way that you can block it. Okay? So let me do this here, because I want them to know that you have that. Let me just put this here in a note real quick. We're not going to tinker with your website either. We just want to make sure that your website's always attached. And yes, you have a Google Business profile. Let me drop the links there. Yeah, I kind of figured that might have been your profile, so that's good. And you'll add us on as managers. The technician will walk you through it. It's nothing complicated, I promise you. It's real simple. And then we're going to also help you generate reviews, too, because we need to get you at least 5 reviews. So we'll help
you
with that.
Absolutely, I can definitely get that for me. Yeah.
Yeah. You have people you can get reviews from, right?
Yes, and if you could,
that'd
be great, too.
Yeah. Yeah. What we'll do is we'll create you this little tiny link. And even through our tracking and reporting system, what I love about it is there's a section where you could pop in and put an address or a phone number to one of your previous clients, and it'll leave your review on there. They click on it, leave 5 stars, and it'll post to your profile, which is pretty cool. You know, we try to make it as simple as possible for you.
That's
and then 24
best.
Hours, right?
Yes, 24 hours.
Okay. You're especially in your industry, 24 hours. Okay. Put that here. Typically, how far do you travel?
I travel anywhere up to 30 to 40 miles.
Okay. I'll put 40 miles for now.
We can leave it at that for now.
And then when we communicate with you, Nick, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all 3, phone and text? What's your preference?
I like a phone call. Well, now I have – this number, right, that you call me from, is this the company number?
No, I'm going to send you the number right now while we're on the phone. I'm going to text this number to you because this is I use a voice over internet, so depending on where I'm calling, it'll pull a local number, right? Now, I'm going to send you our 877 number. I want you to save this number in your contacts under local / because whenever our team calls you, in fact, you're going to have a team dedicated to your account, and because you're an ideal package client, you're going to have an account manager. Whenever they call you, they're going to call you from that 877 number. So you always want to make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour.
Okay.
Or, well, cool. Within, always answer the calls from the 877 number. And then let me get that. Make sure you get the text. Okay.
Yep, I just got it. I'm just
saying. Beautiful. Adding it. Awesome. Goes by Nick. I'm going to put in parentheses, Nick. Okay, and then let me get the number over this way. Copy that. Okay. Yeah, make sure you save that phone number, please, in your contacts under local splash. Okay?
Perfect.
Good. And then, let me see here. You had a question?
No, I'm good.
Okay. And then no reviews right now, and I'm going to put needs link to get reviews. And then Facebook. Do you have a business Facebook page?
No.
Okay. You have a personal Facebook at the very least. Okay. Beautiful.
Yep.
Let me take a look. What are you under? Just your first and last name? I'm going to see if I can find you. Do you remember what your...
It should just be Nick Volpe.
Okay. Do you remember what your profile looks like? The picture?
No, I do not.
Okay. Let me see if I could find some. Is your wife named Lauren?
No.
No? Okay.
It should be me and my brother.
You and your brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, Nick Volpe is kind of like a popular name, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you go to Leeham High School?
No, half
no. Okay. Manhattan University?
Yeah, that's me.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of have facial hair. Oh my gosh, you and your brother look like twins. Do you have like a black sweater?
I'm trying to get into it, my Facebook, actually. Yeah, my brother has a beard. I'm the one with the short hair.
And the, like, white-collared shirt with the sweater?
Yes, yes.
35 Manhattan La Crosse?
It's
like the background photo? Maybe?
Yes. Yep,
okay.
Yep, that's me.
I think I found you. Oh, my gosh. You guys could almost pass for twins. No way. What a trip. Here, I'm going to send this to you. Just confirm this link that I'm going to send you right now. Just confirm that it is your Facebook. So no one's going to see your personal Facebook page, but it's how we're going to create the one for the business. So this way you have access to it. Okay? So just make sure that that's the one.
Yep, that's me.
Beautiful. Okay. And then you already have your website, so let me just let them know that. How'd you come up with the company name? That's kind of cool.
Fox is actually Volpe in Italian.
Is it really?
My last name being the company name, so I was like, let me.
No way.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I have never, ever, ever heard that last name, right? Until when my cousin had her son and his dad's Italian. And so I always tell Bradley, I'm all Bradley. For being Italian, Bradley's not an Italian name, you know? And he just laughs because, well, we're Hispanic, right? We're Mexican and his dad's Italian. And I just laugh at him because I'm like, and he's got like blonde hair, blue eyes, but I think he pulled it more from my grandma's side, who was Spaniard, and his mom's like, my cousin's dark hair. We laughed because we used to say, she used to get teased. They would ask her, oh, are you the nanny? And she would cry, no, he's my son. It was like a big old joke. It was hilarious. Okay, so let me put this here. This part doesn't apply to you. Okay, not that part neither. Okay, this is for damage restoration. Let me go back here. You got a lot of work lined up today?
I'm all office today. All office.
Wow. Okay, probably trying to play catch up on everything, huh?
That's it, trying.
How long have you been doing this now, Nick? This type of work?
3 years.
Really?
I've been in the industry for so long.
No way.
Yeah, and then I decided I'm going to open up my own business.
Good for you.
Move fully forward with it, yep.
How's it been going these 3 years? A little nerve-wracking at times?
Yeah, it is. It is. I just got engaged, so.
No way, congratulations.
Thank you.
Aw, that's exciting.
Yeah, very.
So are you guys planning to get married, like, in the next year, or?
Yes, we're getting married August 22nd of next year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called the Vanderbilt. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's right on the water in Centerport, which is a nice area on Long Island.
Nice.
Yep.
That is so nice. Yes. And then do you have any licensing? It's not a requirement, but if you have it, I'd love to notate that. Do you carry any licensing? Okay.
Yes, I have a water damage license. I have water, fire, smoke restoration.
Okay.
I have a mold assessor's license.
Oh, wow.
And a mold abatement supervisor license.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for Google Verified, it doesn't require it, but I am just going to notate it in here that you do carry licenses, although it is not required.
Perfect.
For the Google Verified, which is kind of, which is strange, right? I would think.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something, too, that just to give you a little knowledge on it. It's called being IICRC approved.
Yes.
Which is very, yes. And I would like to get that somewhere. I don't know.
Yes,
I know,
let me put that on here.
Yeah,
I'm going to put...
Big, and I know a lot of restoration companies aren't, which I don't know how that works or how that happens, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I know, like, in California where we're at and in a lot of other places, they ask for that IICRC, right? But it's so weird because when I look it up for Google Verified for Melville, right, they're New York, it doesn't require it. They want you to just carry a minimum $300,000 general liability. But if you have it, I do want to notate it on here because, like, in our notes for our technician, I put on there the license is not required, however, it does carry the IICRC is what I'm going to put.
Okay.
Is that how you want it listed?
Yeah.
Did I get the letters mixed up? I'm all did I get the letters?
No,
myself?
No. You're good.
Dyslexia kicks in. Dyslexia kicks in. Okay, so let me put here. Let me do this. All right. Let me get to that part. And then this does not apply to you because you're new. And then let me see. Does not have, okay, willing to provide background checks, yes, and I know you can pass it the last 7 years, no felonies. Okay, there's two companies that Google uses to run their background checks. One is called Evident ID. The other one is called Pinkerton. Once we know who it is, okay, we're going to notify you. The team's going to let you know because you need to be on the lookout for an email or a text message. One's going to ask you upload a front and back copy of your driver's license or your state ID or your passport because they're identifying that it's you that they're going to do the background check on. The other one might tell you put in your name, your social, your birth date because, again, they're identifying it's you. So once we know who it is, we'll let you know. Because you got to respond within real time, within, I think it's 24 hours. Otherwise, we'll have to ask them to trigger it again. Okay?
Okay.
And then industry not required. However, I'm going to put on here. However, does have the IICRC and will upload it. Okay. And then you have your certificate of liability insurance. I'll note in there that you're in between switching insurances. I would recommend, even if you have the old one right now, to upload it, right? Because do you still have that one, or is it you're trying to get
the other
one first?
I canceled it. So I have to get the new, I'm working on that right after this phone call.
Okay,
with
perfect.
The person I've been working with.
Okay, awesome. So you'll have it within the 7 days, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll get it within
okay,
seven
good.
Days.
Because if you don't get it to us, the application within the 7 days, it's going to delay the process, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay? All right. And then, okay, water damage. You do cleanup, repair, or fire damage, cleanup and repair, correct? Either one of those.
Yeah. And
okay.
Mold as well.
And mold. Okay. I'm going to put on here, yes. Yeah, because you got to at least do one of those. Now, on these notes, I'm going to put he is currently in process of changing insurances. Okay. All right. Okay, got those notes. Okay, Nick, now we're going to go over billing. The card that you're using, is it in your name, the business name, or both?
It's going to be, let me check. It has my name with the business name underneath.
Okay, how does your name read on there? Is it just Nicholas Volpe, or is there like a middle initial?
No, it's just Nicholas Volpe, NicholasVolpe, and then Fox
okay.
Home Solutions.
Fox Home Solutions. Same billing address?
Yes.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And then what's that card number whenever you're ready?
Yep. And this is going to be the initial 500, right?
Yeah, 598. And I'm going to read all of that to you in a voice verification before I even process the payment. It's going to outline
awesome.
The service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you. I'll go over billing date, how to cancel, all that good stuff, even before I process the payment. Okay?
Beautiful.
I have to do that first. Okay?
It is 3716-283-892-11003.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you. 3716-283-892-11003, correct?
Perfect.
Expiration, month and year?
0329.
03 of 29. And the CVV code on the front?
3117.
Okay. Now, I'm not processing this payment yet because, as I mentioned, I have to walk you through our voice verification recording. The reason is because I have you at, well, actually on a discounted pre-agreement for you, which is an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice. So, Nick, as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, do me a favor. Stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the transaction. Sounds good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Fox Home Solutions.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Nicholas Volpe, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Calls will come from our customer service number. Please save our number as Local Splash, the 877 number that I sent you. Save that as Local Splash under your contacts. Always allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay? As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose between one of the three. It could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Mother's maiden name.
What was her maiden name?
Hance. H-A-N-C-E.
H-A-N-C-E. Okay, perfect. Now, let's say you get a call, and you're just not sure if it's actually us calling you. Just ask. What's
Wait,
my
can
security
we actually change
question?
It?
Yeah. What do you want to
Sorry,
change?
Sorry, I'm going to do my
it's
pet's
okay.
first name. Now
what
that
was
I'm
your
on
pet?
Mom's Facebook.
Okay.
Larkin, L-A-R-K-I-N.
Okay, perfect. Now, let's say you get a call, they're saying Local Splash, and you're like, I don't know if it is. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, go ahead and just kindly disconnect the call, because it's not us.
Okay?
An example that I want to give you is some of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. Now, they basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls, Nick, and let's say you're interested, right, in trying it out, let me know and we can offer you a discounted rate.
Okay?
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just to kind of clarify what this means is we're not
saying,
no worries, we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. Okay, what we're saying is that before you do, give us a call and let us know. Just give us a heads up and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll reference it to make sure it's not a service that we're already offering. Because, you see, we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to.
Love that.
Okay? Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. Or let me go back here. Hold on one second. No, let me go to this part. As a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, business insurance, Google guaranteed application, and any other documents recommended for the Google business verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, and that's going to be December 9th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $598. Okay? So this is what your initial payment is, because basically what you're paying is the $249 a month, right? You're paying the $99 setup fee, and then what you're also going to be paying is the application fee. Okay? So that's where it comes out to the $598. Now, with this is what we call a 3-month verbal agreement, okay? So, and let me go back. Okay, let me correct myself on this, and my apologies. Because I have you at the $249 monthly, instead of it being a 3-month verbal agreement, okay, it's going to be a 4-month. Okay. So let's say you canceled at the 3 months. Okay. You're going to be obligated to pay the $149 for the local SEO.
Okay.
Okay. So this is a, just to go back, this is going to be a 4-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 9th day of each month in the amount of $249. Because remember, you're not being charged for the Google Verified leads yet until you get approved and we notify you. Okay. Now, once you get approved for the Google Verified, okay, we're going to call you to inform you that you've been approved and to activate the leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. If you say activate the leads, then that's when they'll charge the $20.80 for up to 13 leads, and depending on how many leads you get that month, determines what you pay the following month. Okay, so if you got one lead in that first month, the next month you're only paying $160 to get your budget back up to the $20.80 for the Google Verified. Make sense?
Okay, yep.
Okay. Now, for the $249 a month, remember, that's going to be every ninth, and that is a monthly recurring payment. You okay. may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. You must speak with a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early term or first, should I say, 120 days, I apologize. If you cancel your account within the first 120 days, which is the 4 months, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Anything you need me to clarify? I'm not doing the payment yet. Anything you need me to clarify?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So remember, it's going to be 4-month verbal agreement, which we're just basically asking you to stick it out 4 months, right?
Yep.
Now, if for any reason, okay, let's say you're like, wait a minute, I need to go ahead and cancel. Right? Okay. You can cancel. The only thing that we're going to ask you is make sure you call 3 business days before that bill is due. Right? And okay. then other than that, you just want to make sure that if it's before the 120 days, there will be a cancellation fee. Okay?
Okay.
But if it's after the four months, then you're good. All right?
Okay.
So give me 1 second here. I'm just going to be updating some stuff here and then we'll get going. Let me see. My computer is just going super slow. I'm like, come on. It's like, what is going on here? I know I got my coffee kicking in, but you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, my coffee is like kicking in big time right now. How's your guys' weather right now over there? Is it cold?
It's cold. It's cold.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really cold. That's why I was trying to get this done.
Yeah.
Trying to get a couple things done, and then
You don't ever do any of those crime scenes, do you? Like when you're doing them?
I've done them before. Yeah, okay. I am certified for them. Yeah.
Are you? Oh, my gosh. That's
but it's very hard to get in with that. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I think you got to be super special doing stuff like that. I don't know if I could do it. I'd be, yeah.
Yeah,
I never realized either, Nick, like with damage restoration, like, you know, like, let's say from fire, even from water, like my daughter lives in Vegas and they just bought a house and their the fridge, I guess they plugged it in and the little spout or something where the water comes through or whatever, there was like a little pinhole. That thing was leaking all night long. They woke up and there was water all over the kitchen floor. Like the flooring was already warping. And I guess the walls, so they had to call the insurance. Oh yeah, they had to call their insurance. It was a mess. And so they had to cut into the drywall. Well, you know how all that goes, right?
Do you know if the insurance company provided the restoration company, or did they find their own?
Actually, I believe that they provided it, I think, or they gave them or you know what? That's a good question. Because I remember she was asking me, where's the best place for me to look? And I told her, go on Google. If you want to find someone right away, go on Google. Look at the reviews. So that's a good question. I'm going to have to ask her now. Because some insurances have somebody, typically?
They do, but I don't know if they're the best. But
I think sometimes because they get that kind of a little kickback, right?
Yeah.
Do you usually work with companies? Like insurance companies? That's good.
Insurance companies, yes.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Do you guys work with any plumbers that advertise for plumbing or no?
We work, I'm going to tell you the industries that do the best with Google marketing.
Okay.
Plumbers, electricians, damage restoration, general contractors, roofers, you know, those are the ones that do best. I'm going to tell you, like, people who do house cleaning don't always do well on Google, because house cleaners, I always say, is more like Facebook. You know what I mean? Only because it's really on referrals for house cleaners. And how many houses do you have to clean to even offset the cost of what you would pay?
Yeah.
You know,
you have to clean
for marketing.
They have to clean 20 houses.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And whenever I've looked for someone, like when my husband was sick and I just needed someone to come out and just clean my house because I was dealing with too much because he was in and out of the hospital, I went, if I didn't know anybody within my family, I just went on, you know, Facebook and said, hey, anybody recommend a house cleaner? You know, and I just went that route. Yeah, but your industry, because it's an urgency, right? It's something that people can't wait on. They're going to go to Google.
You know what I mean? Yeah, at the top of the list, there's somewhere around there, you know.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's not something you can wait on. Yeah.
No.
That's why, like, when she called me, she's like, Mom, I need to get someone out here. And I'm like, and I did remember asking her, did the insurance provide you anybody? But I can't remember what she told me. But I did tell her, Vanessa, you need to go on Google. Just look it up, because that's how you're going to find it the quickest. But look at the reviews. You're going to have to go down the list, because some people probably aren't going to answer, or they're not going to be able to get to you because they're swamped. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you just got to keep calling, honey, until you find someone. She's like, okay.
So, oh, sorry. I just got a text from you.
No, you're good. You'll be getting quite a few of them.
I agree to receive SMS text messages.
That means text messages from us. You acknowledge that the information, it's basically your name on the card that you provided, that the payment is reoccurring. And then when you type your name, Nicholas, type it exactly as it reads there. Or Nick, should I say? I'm sorry. I have you written down as Nick, but I was looking at your name.
No, it's okay.
And then you'll confirm your signature. Now, it would open up a page that'll ask you to put a username and a password. Do you see that?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. This is where you go in. You're not going to do anything in there, except right now I'm going to have you log in because I want you to try while we're on the phone.
Okay.
You should have received a text message, and it was also in the one that I sent you, our phone number. It has your credentials. Your username is your phone number with no dashes all together.
Okay. I see that.
All right. Password. Now, your password is all lowercase, one word, Fab Mobile.
Okay. Let me punch that in real quick.
Okay.
connect to your Google Out access.
So don't do anything with that yet because the technician's going to be walking you through all that. But, Nick, this is where you would go in and track your results with us. Okay?
Awesome.
You're going to be able to track how many phone calls you're getting from both programs, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, where they performed the search from, what the age group is that's looking at your Facebook ads. Like, it's going to give you a breakdown of everything, okay? Even when you're tracking your calls, there's a way you can actually categorize this is a follow-up call needed, this one already spoke with. Like, there's like a whole way you could track everything and be more organized, okay? We make it as simple as possible for you.
Is this
now,
can I get this as an app, or is it?
I'm going to actually let them know that you need the app, so that way they can help you download it. Okay. So I'm going to notate that on there too. Let me go here to let them know that. Let me go back here. I'm going to let them know. Please help him download app. Yeah, because it's. I love our new tracking and reporting system. The one that we had before was really good too, but this one's got way more features because they want to make it like as easy for our clients to be able to be more organized and, you know, because you're going from one call to the next and sometimes you're like, oh man, did I send the quote to that guy? And at least you can even notate it on there, sent quote or what have you. I'm going to put.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
There's no quote, like, there's no, like, invoice service on there, right?
No.
Okay, cool.
Not yet. Right, I mean, that's something I'm going to bring up. So anything that you feel like would be helpful for you, just I'll tell them, hey, you know, clients are asking if we can come up with some type of an invoicing system. So it's not anything that we
have.
You do?
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah,
okay, good. Would you have it through Square?
No, I have it through, it was QuickBooks, now it's Intuit.
Oh, okay, Intuit, okay. Awesome. Okay. Beautiful. And then, let me see, let me put that note there. Now, there's going to be one that's going to, I need you to find the one that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
Mm-mm. Get your Google business profile, Google.
And it'll say, Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed further. Help us with pictures for the details mentioned below. Do you see that?
No, I do not.
Okay, tell me which one you see.
Oh, it could be in the email, you said?
Yeah, email and text message. We sent it to both.
Okay, let's see. Welcome to Local Services. First page is the major search engine for getting you leads. Create your optimized custom listing business. If you have not already spoken to client or agent.
What's the next one?
Oh, I see it. All right.
Okay.
Yep.
So this, we always like to have stuff in our back office in case it's needed, okay?
Okay.
What you're going to do is you're going to send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, business license, business insurance, business cards, if you have business cards that you hand out, business registration, invoicing, not with your client's name on it, okay, like a blank invoice.
Yeah.
Send us what's on that list that you have, okay? This
so
is going to help us.
Can you just put it in one email and send it to this
email? Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. You could send it to either send it, if you look at the very bottom, it'll say support@localsplash.com. You can email it there. This, we're going to keep it in our back office. So if we ever need it, we're not calling you and, hey, Nick, we need you to get this to us. We already have it in the back office. Okay?
Awesome.
Now, there's another one that will say get your Google Verified campaign started. I believe it should say, let me go back. I should have sent it to you. Let me see if it emailed it already. I don't see that it did. Let me send it to you myself. Okay. Google Verified campaign application required. Not that one. Google Verified begins. I think it's this one. Okay. Let me send this. Okay. Give it a second or two. It should be coming through. This one basically is going to say, hello, Nicholas, getting started. We've now charged a non-refundable one-time application onboarding fee to your preferred payment method. Did you get that one by chance?
Let me see. No, I have not yet.
Okay. You might get it twice by chance because I clicked it again to send it. But basically, this one's going to be your application, okay? So when you're filling out this application, it's going to ask you for your name, your birth date, your social. If you have an EIN, put the EIN number. If you don't have an EIN, then you'll put your social security number again, okay?
Okay.
You're going to upload the COI. Once you have the COI, we give you an example of which paper we need. You're going to upload that one. I would suggest upload the IICRC license because when they create that profile for the Google Verified, it's going to show that you carry that license. Okay. It's going to ask you what's your minimum monthly budget. Okay. That's going to be what I put in that email for you, the 2080. It's going to ask you what cities or counties do you want to cover. You can notate that there as well. Okay.
Okay.
It's going to ask you who's the primary owner and make sure that you're typing the company name exactly as it shows on your paperwork, what year you established it. They're pretty simple questions. Now, when you get to the part about the employees, the kind of employees that they're talking about are employees that are actually face-to-face with your clients, doing the bidding, collecting money. I'm assuming that's only you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when it comes to where it says how many employees do you have, you're going to put zero. Because if you put, I got three employees, they're going to want their information because they're thinking that they're doing bidding and collecting money, right? So they're going to want their information as well to run a background check on them. Background check should only be done on you, okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Did you get that application yet? Did it come through?
No, I just got one that... We're passionate about putting your business on the first page of major search engines and getting started, not already spoken to clients.
Have you checked your email?
Yeah,
just in
I'm
case.
In my email.
And you refreshed it?
Yeah, the last email I got was at 10:45.
Okay, yeah, because this one.
I got the invoice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it. I got local splash support.
Okay.
This is just...
Let me try to send it this way. Yeah, because it shows it sent on my end, but I want to make sure you get it while we're on the phone.
Yes.
Let me send it like this.
Perfect.
Okay, let me know if you get it.
Okay, yes, I'm going to go through it real quick.
Okay. Yeah.
Nicholas Fulby.
So you're opening it up. Are you looking at it right now?
Yep.
The application? Okay, perfect. I'm going to open it up with you. Just so that way, I always like to kind of run through it with you. So, like, you know, you put your first and last name, what's your email address, what's the business name, business full physical address, what's the year the business was established, your EIN number. If you don't have an EIN, then put your social, okay? What is the state of incorporation, New York, right? It's so funny because it gives it as an example. That's hilarious. And then you upload the certificate of insurance. See how we give you the example? It's the COI is what we call it, okay? So that's the one that you would upload. What is the business license number?
I'm just going to grab the EIN for you.
Yeah.
Give me one second. So now with insurance, do I hold off on it for right now?
I'm going to say you're going to get that. Yeah, hold off. Don't, because you're not going to be able to submit it without uploading the insurance. So just skip that one for now. I've notated in the account that you're working on that and you're going to have it within 7 days because you're in the middle of switching insurances.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sure you'll have it within the first 7 days, right? Because you're calling, I think you said you were calling today. Yeah. Just tell them, listen, I need to get this ASAP because that's going to kind of like hold you up too from working.
Yeah.
So you need to keep going, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what next question are you on? Okay, what's the business license number? I would put the IICRC number. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just because you want it uploaded there and then put your date that it expires.
Is provided state issued business registration.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. You can skip that one because it's not a requirement.
BBB.
You can skip that. That's not a requirement. You can just skip that one. And then where it says
monthly budget
2080.
Okay. Please list the cities.
You could list by city. You could list by county.
Yeah.
Okay. And then 17. What is the total number of business owners? One. What is the total number of field workers? Zero. Mm-hmm.
So it says, what is your primary business owner's social security? So I put it my social?
That's your social. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, wait, do I save it or submit it?
Did you save it?
Did
it submit? Because it'll probably say, did you hit submit?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay, because if anything, it didn't go through. What does it say?
No. It said Google guarantee. It didn't say anything about it not going through.
Okay. Did you answer NA when it asked about the employees?
No, I didn't put anything.
I'll let them know that you submitted by accident, so this way they're aware that it's not 100% completed. So don't worry about it. You're fine. Okay. Now, let me just ask them a quick question about something. I just signed up the prospect. He is a water damage restoration company. However, license is not required for Melville, New York. He does have an IICRC license and wants that to be noted. He uploaded it on the application. Is that okay? Just because if it's not required, but I want them to know, you want it to show that you're licensed. So they'll let me know. He also accidentally submitted the application, but wasn't done. Wasn't done yet. FYI. Okay. So they might say, you know what, have him remove the license off of the application because it's not required, but on our back end, we're going to put that he's licensed so that it shows the IICRC license on the profile. Or they might say, no, go ahead and have him upload it. So I just want them to be aware what's going to be the easiest way for us to get you taken care of, but with that license showing. Because I know other categories, if a license isn't required, some people still have their license showing because they want people to see, like, I carry all these licenses, you know?
Okay.
Okay, but we'll make sure that it is visible just because it's something that you carry, which I think is a big plus for you. I just think it's weird that it's not required, but I guess some states are different. Okay, I think he's responding to me. Let me see. Okay, well, what did he say? Thanks for the info. Okay. Is he okay with... Okay, well, I'm sure. If he said thanks for the info, then he knows. Okay. I'm going to put, I have notated it in the account as well. I have notated it in the account as well. It's so funny because sometimes it sounds like I'm beating up my... my keyboard, right? I'm like, I had one guy tell me, man, are you like beating it up over there, the keyboard? And that was busting up. Because when I have my nails, it's like even, I'm like, I know. My husband tells me the same thing. Who are you mad at? I'm like, nobody. Okay. So, Nick, I need to schedule a client interview and onboarding with our technician with one of them, okay? This client interview and onboarding, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have, but I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. Now, do you prefer an appointment so I can see what we have on our calendar? Do you want something for today or for tomorrow?
Let's do it for today.
Okay, so today is the 9th. I have the following times as this is going to be in your time zone, okay? So I have a 12:30. I have, it looks like 10:30. 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 4 o'clock.
Let's do 1:30.
1:30. Okay,
yep.
So let's do 1:30. All right, now. We are going to call you from an 877 number. You want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason, Nick, we call you and you're like, hey, I'm in the middle of something. Can you guys call me back in like 5 or 10 minutes? Pick up the call and let us know that, and we will call you right back. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah,
this
yeah,
appointment. Yeah, and I kind of figured today would be the better day. Honestly, yeah. The quicker you get through it, the faster we're moving too. Okay?
Yeah, I want to get everything done pretty much that I can.
Exactly. So, and then your homework is get that insurance going. Okay? Because
yep.
We don't want anything to be delayed. Now, if I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. If I am not available, they will not wait for me. They're going to proceed without me. Okay, they're going to keep it moving. All right?
Okay.
So, timeline. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. okay? Facebook business page is going to be created. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Now, keep in mind, these things could already start generating phone calls for you, okay? The first page placement on Google, getting your business optimized, maintaining it on the first page, I will always stick to the timeline that is in our terms and conditions. 60 to 90 days. Even when I've seen it many times happen sooner. I prefer to stick to that timeline, Nick, because I like to under-promise and over-deliver. So remember, this is not going to happen overnight, okay? Mm-hmm. But we're going to be notifying you as these steps are being completed. We'll keep you in the loop when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, when you're in the directories, okay?
Yeah, you can call me as many times you want. And
they'll notify you. Like, you'll get messages, right? The other thing is, when it comes to the Google Verified, remember, that's going to take about 4 to 8 weeks, okay?
Okay.
So just be aware, again, it doesn't happen overnight, but once everything comes to full fruition, you're going to see the difference, okay?
What should I be doing in the meantime for the website?
Gather photos. Work on your insurance, okay? Because you're in the process of switching. I want you to get on that. Get on the ball with that because we need that COI, okay?
Okay.
The other thing is gather those photos for the Google verification because we want to have those already on hand, on deck, okay? Only because sometimes, like, Google might throw you into, like, oh, you got to re-verify, right? We want to have these items already, okay? You're going to add us on as managers to your Google Business profile. The technician will walk you through it. So we have a team that's going to be dedicated to you, but also your account manager. So what I always ask from you is this. Keep the open communication and just be a little patient, right? We're going to help you every step of the way because our goal is for you to focus on your jobs and that we do the work for you, but we're going to need you for some things, okay? And then as far as the application, they'll let me know if you're going to have to redo it just because you submitted it without finishing. So that's why I gave them the heads up. But most importantly, I need you to work on that insurance, okay? Because we want it all done within the first 7 days, okay? Otherwise, it's going to delay it, okay?
Yep.
All right. I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our local Splash family, Nick. I'm super excited for you. And thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business, okay?
I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. If you have any questions from here to your client interview, please feel free and reach out to me. I don't mind helping you at all. But once the team takes over, when there's updates or anything like that, they're going to be the ones that are going to be in communication with you. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. So we will talk to you.
In the meantime, I'm just going to hold tight for the call.
Hold tight for that, but I would also start working on that insurance, okay? The sooner you get that done, the better, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, my dear. We'll talk to you shortly, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. You are so welcome.
My pleasure. Okay. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.